It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I tell you what about it when I see you again.
It's been a long time since I've been on the microphone. What's going on, everybody? How you been? Let me tell you, I've been a little bit on the busier side of things, which is why I haven't been able to record an episode. But it feels good to come back here on the microphone and speak to the public in regards to the Philadelphia Eagles. And listen, the schedule release is a very, very exciting time. Some people don't think it's a big deal. I think it's a huge deal. It gives us insight on what to expect for this team. Now that we've had the offseason, now that we had the draft, we have an idea generally of what the roster is going to look like, although there's going to be cut some time in a month from now. But we have a general idea of what this team's going to look like. The expectations of the teams are now can be set based on what's going on with the NFL schedule. So it's a very, very unique experience here when talking about the NFL schedule release, more so than any other sport. Because not only does every game matter, but road trips matter. What time you play matters. The people you play matter. All plays a role in the expectations of what you should expect from this team. And look, the divisions that we get the NFC South here, and then we get the AFC North, which is a damn tough schedule here in terms of the NFC North side of things. But the NFC South we've been blessed with, so that's nice to see. And then the outside games that are not in the division and not in the NFC South and the AFC North, we get Green Bay Packers and then the Los Angeles Rams. Those are the games that kind of fill out the schedule here. And listen, we're going to basically give a record prediction based on what's going on in the NFC, in the NFC East, and the Philadelphia Eagles schedule, okay? I'm going to basically go game by game. It's going to be really, really quick. I'll do a division review at some point for every team in the NFC East, and we'll talk about it, but let's do a quick run-through of this schedule here for the Philadelphia Eagles in 2022. But before we do all that, let me introduce myself for those of you who don't remember me and for those of you who have never been part of the Riding the Bench Eagles podcast. I am Asif Badi. I'm your host here, and I just mentioned the name of the show, the Riding the Bench Eagles podcast. It's been a long time since I've been on the microphone, but please forgive the rust on my side of things. The Riding the Bench Eagles podcast, brought to you by Asif Badi here. Let's get into it. Let's talk about the schedule. Okay, so everyone's upset about this week one matchup against the Packers, which is chalked up as a home game for us, but both teams are on the road in Brazil on a Friday night. Now, I'm not necessarily upset with the fact that we're in Brazil for the first week of the season. I think it's good because the Philadelphia Eagles are a big marquee brand of the NFL, and you want to be able to bring out your best product to other places out there to get, you know, international, interest or international fandom in regards to the NFL. I think that's going to be the push that they're going to be making for the next 10 years, right? So being on the road in Brazil, I'm not too upset by it. I don't care that it's a loss of a home game. Who gives a crap? If we play well throughout the year, we'll get more home games in the postseason, right? That's the idea. So week one, Green Bay Packers, Friday night. Do we win this game? This is one of the games, I'm not going to lie. This is a game that really, really intrigues me because I don't know what to expect from the Green Bay Packers. My gut feeling is that they're going to take a step back based on their play last season. I know they finished the season hot and they came into the playoffs and gave the 49ers all they can handle and kicked the Dallas Cowboys' teeth in, which was phenomenal. But they only won 8 or 9 games last year. Jordan Love's a young QB. Matt LaFleur, again, good coach, good play caller, but listen, expectations now are in Green Bay. Last season, people weren't expecting much because they were like, can Jordan Love even play? We figured out very quickly that the kid can play. Now it's time for you to cash in. And when expectations are a little bit higher, it's a little tougher to put up your best product week in and week out. That's what makes good teams great and great teams exceptional. That's what makes the teams like, you know, San Francisco, like Kansas City, like Baltimore. Those teams are creme de la creme. Hell, even Philadelphia at some point over the past couple of years were like that team, right? I chalk up a victory here against Green Bay. There's no way we're losing the opener. We're too excited. too much firepower, in my opinion. I don't think Green Bay is going to know what hit them in this first game. Then we go to Atlanta, which I chalk up as a W because Atlanta is a young team. It's a Monday night football game. Kirk Cousins is the quarterback. We know the deal there. At New Orleans, I chalk up another victory to Philadelphia because I don't trust the New Orleans offense to be able to keep up what Philadelphia is going to do. While I trust their defense, I don't trust their offense, and they're in cap hell. They got some stuff going on. I don't know what they're doing over there in New Orleans. And then another game at Tampa Bay, the bugaboo for Jalen Hurts. Does he right the demons? I'm going to say yes. I think he goes to Tampa Bay and gets a W against Baker Mayfield, against the Buccaneers. Losing David Canales, in my opinion, for their offense is a big deal. I really, really think it's a big deal for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I know their defense is still intact for the most part, and some of their key players are still there, but to be able to match the firepower that Philadelphia is most likely going to have on the offensive side of the ball, because I think Jalen Hurts is going to have a bounce back year. I think Saquon's going to have a really good year. I think for the most part, the play calling is going to be better. So they're going to be able to put up more points and have more answers against Todd Bowles' defense, especially against the blitz. And honestly, if that's not a game Philadelphia is ready to play after the freaking ass kicking that they just got in the postseason by this same very team, if they don't come into this game with a damn answer against the blitz, boy oh boy, Sirianni and this organization is going to hear it from the Philadelphia Eagles fans. There's no way you come in unprepared for that game. And then you go into your bye. Okay, an early season bye. I'm not a big fan of it, but I'm also not totally against it either. I'd rather us toughen up, get our shit together, and then go late and just keep playing football, making nothing about anything else outside of football, right? Coming off the bye, we got Cleveland at home. That's going to be a tough game. I think Philadelphia may lose this game because Cleveland's defensive line, I think their defense is legit. I think it's really damn good. And I know their offense isn't very good in Cleveland with Deshaun Watson, but they're going to be able to run the ball with Nick Chubb and Jerome Ford and all the other guys over there. I think it's a physical matchup that we may not be ready to play coming off the bye. But we get the Giants at MetLife. I think we win that game very easily because the New York Giants stink. And then Cincinnati's another interesting game. If Joe Burrow is healthy, that's going to be a really tough matchup. I think we may lose that game if Joe Burrow is healthy. But if Joe Burrow is hurt, and that's a 50-50 clip, obviously, because quite frankly, you have to bake in injuries for a guy like Joe Burrow. We could win that game if Browning's their quarterback, right? And not that we can't win the game with Joe Burrow there. I just think Joe Burrow is the second best quarterback in the NFL. I think he's a tough matchup. When he's clicking, he's as good as anybody. I'm going to say if Joe Burrow is healthy, we lose that game. Okay, so let's chalk up an L. After that, you got Jacksonville on Sunday Night Football. Doug Peterson, Philadelphia in Philadelphia. A little bit of a tricky game here because, you know, Doug Peterson won us a Super Bowl. And, you know, he was fired, you know, unceremoniously or in very, very awful fashion, I might say. Again, I don't think Jacksonville's talented enough to match what Philadelphia can do. I think by this point, Vic Fangio and this defense is going to get their stuff right. I think they're going to play a lot better football at this point. They'll start to know the scheme a little bit more. And you'll see a defensive output here against Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson and this offensive talent that's in Jacksonville, which isn't really much there on the outside anymore. Not having Zay Jones, not having Calvin Ridley. I know they have Christian Kirk, who's a solid, damn good player. And I know they got Travis Etienne in the backfield, but weapons on the outside is not there. That's where you can exploit Philadelphia for the most part. That's a W. The game at Dallas on CBS, I'm going to give an L. We always take these games to Dallas, you know, for granted. We always split with them. And they're a regular season team. And I know they didn't really do much in the offseason to address anything that they have going on in terms of their roster construction, in terms of their struggles here. But, you know, Dallas gets up for Philadelphia. They always do. And they're a different team at home. Dak Prescott's a different quarterback at home, generally in the regular season, right? Oh, look at me. I'm hitting the freaking microphone. I think Dallas will get that game against Philadelphia when we're on the road, okay? Washington's a game that we're going to get because it's Thursday night. And quite frankly, this is a matter of, sequence of events here. If we're taking a loss against Dallas, we're not losing another division game in consecutive weeks against a team like Washington. And Washington's a young team. They got a rookie quarterback at this point. I know they got talent and they have a new head coach who's more stable than what they had before. But Philadelphia, I think, is going to have enough answers against this team. Kellen Moore knows Dan Quinn's defense, and I know Dan Quinn knows Kellen Moore's offense, but you got to have the X's. I know you could have the X's and O's, but you got to have the Josephs and whatever the hell the saying is, the Timmys and Joes. I don't know what that saying is. You got to have players. Philadelphia has players on the offensive side of the football that can match with what a lot of teams can do on the defensive side of the ball, despite scheme matchup. So I'm going to give us W here versus Washington. At Los Angeles Rams, a Sunday night game. That's going to be a big game, I think. That could have a lot of implications for what's going on in the NFC, because I think the Rams are legit, especially if Matt Stafford's healthy. I think he is probably the best quarterback in the NFC. I put him, then Jalen Hurts in terms of hierarchy, but if the Rams have Matt Stafford, I think they could win that game, but the Los Angeles Rams defense is suspect without Aaron Donald. If people are going to suspect that our offensive line and defensive line are going to be suspect without Fletcher Cox and Jason Kelce, the Rams defense is going to be suspect. It was already suspect last year. Now they don't have Aaron Donald. That's a big loss. I think Saquon has a big game on Sunday night. I think we run the ball. We assert our dominance here. We get back to old school football. We win this game if Matt Stafford isn't healthy. If it becomes a shootout, we got a problem. The game at Baltimore, I think we lose this game. It's a December game, 4 o'clock, a little bit on the colder side. Baltimore always gets rolling around this time. They're a tough matchup for anybody. They're also a regular season team. Lamar Jackson, Zay Flowers, Derrick Henry. I think it's just going to be a lot for us to handle. We lose this game, and we can't win every game here. Then we get probably the best stretch in the NFL in terms of way to finishing out a season here. You get Carolina at home. You get Pittsburgh at home. You play at Washington, which is not that much of a road trip. Then you play Dallas at home, and then you play the Giants at home. So 4 of the 5 games are at home at the Link. Listen, if we win a majority of our games here, which I have us winning a majority of our games in the beginning part of the year, we should go 5-0 in this last 5 weeks. Carolina's horrific. Pittsburgh is going to be in shambles because they're in a tough part of their schedule at that point where they play their division, then they play the Chiefs, they play the Eagles. They're not going to have a really good record at this point. We should get the W against Pittsburgh. Washington on the road, we should beat them, because by then Washington's either going to know they're either in it or they're out of it. They're either going to play spoiler or they're going to play for a wild card spot. Maybe they play for a wild card spot, but we're better than Washington in terms of talent. I think we have the better offensive mind. I think we have the better quarterback for damn sure. We have the more offensive talent and the defensive side of the ball. I think that's going to be the time where you see Vic Fangio. Like I said, the Rams or the Jacksonville Jaguars, when the defense picks up a little bit, you'll see us hitting our full stride on the defensive side of the ball against Washington later in the year. And that's when we're going to be like, okay, this team could make a run in the playoff potentially if this defense shows up. I think Washington is the game where we see that. And then we finish the last two games, Dallas at home, and then the Giants at home. Ain't no way we're losing to Dallas at Lincoln Financial Field in a game that matters for the playoffs. It's just not happening. I know the last game was really, really close, but that was also with the horrific defense that we had and the horrific play calling that we had. I don't think any of those two things are going to happen this time around. Dallas's roster took a step back. I think they're going to have some struggles here. They may be an 8-9 win team, potentially. That's going to be an L for the Dallas Cowboys at Lincoln Financial Field. Ain't no way we're losing that game. And then the New York Giants, we need to get right. We got to get that game back. We got to get that game right. There's no way we lose that game at home, because that potentially could be for number one seed implications here. Because out of all the teams in the NFC, who do you think is going to be top of the conference? I know Vegas has the freaking 49ers getting back to the Super Bowl as the favorite, but listen, Super Bowl hangovers are real. And the way they just lost, the way they looked in the playoffs wasn't very good. if you're going to look at it objectively, they just did not look like the 49ers. Their best game was the Super Bowl, yes. But losing it in that fashion, not knowing the overtime rules, that's a damn tough way to lose a game. Coming back and trying to repeat it once again, three straight years trying to get to the NFC title game, that's tough, man. And I think San Francisco takes a step back. I think the Rams probably are atop of that division, in my opinion. I think they're going to be the team that gets the division crown here. And then, you know, you got Detroit, who's also in a tough division. They may win 12 games, right? And if they win 12 games, I have Philadelphia winning 12, 13 games on the year. And the Rams might win 12 games. If all these teams win, look, everybody can't win 12 games here, but Philadelphia is in a position. If we beat the Rams and we win 12, 13 games, I think we get the one seed. I really, really do. Now, it really depends on whether or not this defense shows up, because the defense has to come and play well. They can't be worse than the NFL. You give me 25th ranked defense and a better Jalen Hurts this season, we're winning 12 games easily with this schedule, the way that the schedule is lined up. So I got us winning 12, 13 games. What say you? The expectation for me on this season, we're locked for the NFC East. We should be the number one or two seed in the NFC. And if we are, get some home playoff games. I think that bodes well for Philadelphia. And then lastly, it's a make or break year for Sirianni and this coaching staff here. They got to cash in. I think everyone plays with a chip on their shoulder. I think they come in and they say, you know what? We got to get it done this year. You got Saquon Barkley, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith. They got their deals done. They're going to be here for the next few years, but they want to cash in now. Let's get the wins now. You got the talent on the defensive side of the ball. Harry Roseman did his thing this offseason. It's not put up or shut up. This schedule dictates that we can make a lot of noise in the NFC. We should be a lock for the NFC East. We should be a lock for the number one or two seed. And if those two things happen, are we a lock for a potential Lombardi trophy? I don't know. That's why we play the game. Hey, you got through a full episode of the Riding the Bench Eagles podcast. Thank you for watching. If you want to support the channel, hit the like and subscribe button below. You can also check us out on Instagram at the Riding the Bench Podcast with a K instead of C in the word podcast. And also check us out on audio platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, you name it, we're on there. All that is in the description below. Please come back next time for the Riding the Bench Eagles podcast. Thanks for listening.